Radio Reverb.
Play some
Brighton. You're listening to Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and RadioReverb.com online. Welcome to the UK's only radio show about HIV and living a healthy life. It's the HIV Hour. My name is Sue, and Josh and I will be guiding you through the next 60 minutes. On today's show, we feature a rundown of the latest news and talking points about living with HIV from the Brighton area and the world at large. This week, we are going to be talking to Jonathan Stulick. I hope I've pronounced his name right. He is a registered homeopath. Information on Brighton's HIV organisations and some of their events. Do contact us on hivhour@gmail.com. And why not follow us on Twitter on HIV_hour. If you missed the show on a Thursday at 7pm, you can then listen again on Tuesday at 12pm, or indeed catch up with an older show by going to the Listen Again page on RadioReverb.com.
Morning.
Yeah, I know. You're saying morning, Josh, because it's fairly dark out there, so I'm not surprised you're feeling it's morning, but it is afternoon.
It's the evening now, isn't it?
I know, nearly evening, yeah.
It's 7 o'clock.
How are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
What haven't I been up to is the point. No,
you've been very busy.
I know.
It's been amazing.
I know. Lots of promotion, lots of PR, lots of talks in Brighton and London. Yeah. And we're going to be talking, we're going to be having a rundown of what went on over World AIDS Day later on.
Yeah.
So that exciting things that went on in Brighton, which we're going to be talking about. But yeah, what about yourself?
Same thing, actually, because I was with you on World AIDS Day, and we went to different places, didn't we?
We did.
It was an amazing
event. Community event, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it really this week. Mm-hmm. Just bottering.
Ready for Christmas, aren't you, Josh?
When is it this year?
It's on the 25th of December, Josh.
All right, a week later than it was last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not.
Are you a Christmassy person?
Not really, I don't know why.
No.
I wait till. As it gets closer, I kind of like.
It's such an anti-climax, isn't it, Josh?
And it kind of builds up really early. But that's just my.
And sometimes the expectation is you've really got to spend a lot of money, and my theory is you don't have to.
No, I don't. Yeah, it's all based on money and material stuff, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So I think it's good to step out of that.
And
I think it's about people and family.
Yeah, spending time with people.
Yeah. So we've got a good show today. We've got Jonathan on. A registered homeopath. I get that word wrong. We'll ask him that.
We will get him to clarify that. We'll have you ringing in.
What was it? Homeopath.
Right, we've got it from there.
Thanks, Jonathan. So it'll be a good show.
Yes, it will be.
Shall we have a track? It's Love on Your Mind by Freemasons, but it's not the dancey version.
It's an
after hours kind of chilled out version.
Okie dokie.
Welcome back to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. So we're here today, Sue, with Jonathan. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks, Josh.
So glad to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Yeah, you used to be.
Yeah.
You used to have a radio show.
I had my own show here, yeah, indeed. Gosh. So it's funny being on the other side of the desk.
We better watch our P's and Q's, Josh.
Absolutely. Well, more you, Sue.
No, I'm learning a lot from watching you your stuff.
How not to do it. So you've been a registered homeopath
yes.
For 30 years. So.
Yeah. Maybe even a bit longer, actually. It was 84, I think, I was when I started training. So, yeah, it's a long old time.
Yeah.
What is a homeopath? What does it mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. Mm. So homeopathy, it's a system of medicine. I mean, a lot of people tend to think it embraces things like, you know, essential oils and herbs and everything really sort of alternative or natural. But in fact, it's a precise system of medicine based on a certain principle that was discovered by a German doctor, actually, back in the 18th century, the end of the 18th century, and he discovered this principle that like cures like. So it means that a substance that can cause symptoms in a healthy person can also be used in a minute dose to cure those same symptoms if they appear as part of a disease. So, you know, if you, I mean, in a sense, it's a little bit like vaccination, the same similar kind of principle, except we don't use a toxic amount of substance. We the remedies we use are made from substances that are diluted heavily until so they don't cause any side effects. So that's the basic that's what homeopathy is in a nutshell.
I mean, you're quite right, because I was quite unsure exactly what it meant, and I'm thinking of all these sort of massages and incenses and things because of my understanding of it, to be honest.
And, you know, really, I mean, it's, you know, people call it an alternative medicine, but, you know, when you consider there's 400 million people around the world use homeopathy regularly.
Right.
In places like India, it is used alongside mainstream medicine. It's got, there are, I think, 300,000 homeopathic doctors in India.
Wow.
So medically qualified doctors.
Gosh.
So yeah, it's got, I mean, it has a massive following in the world, and it's certainly the second most popular medicine behind sort of mainstream medicine, according to the WHO.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you said it said that you work with people that are living with HIV. How does that work? I mean, because obviously they have to take this particular medication.
Yeah.
Or so society tells us.
That's right. So I had a in the 1990s, I saw about 500 patients with HIV. I worked at two of the big London centres.
Right.
It was at the time when it was very scary, because we didn't have the sort of medication that we have, the medication that now sort of is works, you know, the antivirals, etc., that are working quite well. At that time, you know, people were dying, and it was and it was quite a difficult situation, and people were scared. And so it offered me, though, a good it was a good opportunity for me to explore what homeopathy could do for people in that situation, and found that you know, there was, it had fantastic beneficial effects. I mean, we don't say a cure, but we say that it was allowed people to improve their quality of life. So maybe they had no energy, they'd get back their energy. If they had certain symptoms, they might have herpes or sort of lung problems, or even I had patients with toxoplasmosis, who'd you know, had affected their brain, and I was able to work with that, and was really, you know, able to do some quite sort of wonderful things in terms of helping people to live better, and hopefully extend life, you know, life expectancy.
Yeah.
So the success rate was high then.
It was I mean, it was I mean I did a sort of an audit on my so out of the 500 cases I worked out, over 50% we gave had, you know, dramatically improved results. Some people came once and didn't come back, so there was, you know, but over 50% of people I was able to do something quite significant and help people to really get feel much better in themselves.
So I mean, basically, so what you're saying, that it can work aside to people's treatment.
Absolutely. I mean, it obviously depends on what they're taking. I mean, you know, I would say if people are on massive dose of cortisones or opiates, and it becomes more difficult. But apart from that, I've treated people with, you know, who are on the antivirals and some of the other medication, and you know, and it works very well alongside that. Yeah, we're not asking people to give up their their antivirals or anything like that. No.
So you're not like saying it's an alternative.
It's not. No. It's not. I mean, there are some people that really just want to go the alternative. They don't want to take drugs, and so homeopathy does offer them something.
Right.
But for most people, they want to sort of have a foot in both camps, and that's absolutely fine. And so we don't, we certainly don't, we don't bring people off their antivirals, etc.
That's
Have you ever sort of tried this, Josh?
No, I haven't. I've known Jonathan for quite a while, but I've never really thought about it. Mm-hmm. So it's quite an interesting thing to think about, really.
Yes, and obviously it's not just for people with HIV. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. But it's, you know, it's I had some interesting patients, interesting cases, and, you know, some very, very nice results, too.
Yeah. So you've picked a track, haven't you? You've picked a couple of tracks.
Yeah.
What's your first record?
My first track is a piece. I'm a classical musician as well. I used to be a professional cellist. I fell in love with Vivaldi, like a lot of people did. And this is a slow movement from one of his violin concertos, from the La Stravaganza set of concertos. So it's a slow movement from number 12, the concerto number 12.
I hope I've got the right one, because I was like looking today. I thought, well, that's the right one. So that's great.
You've just tuned in. This is the HIV Out on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the Brighton area and .com online.
That was very cultural, wasn't it?
It was very different. Wow.
I'm sorry it wasn't the right one.
You're okay, Josh.
Was it very near? No, it was
the piece. It was, I think, maybe a different orchestra and violinist than I'm used to. Yeah, but that was lovely, though. No, I love Vivaldi.
Yes.
Jonathan, we were talking whilst we were listening to that lovely piece of music. What made you get into what you've been doing for the last 30 years? Well, what was the, you know?
Yeah, so back in the 80s, I went through a bit of a difficult time and felt I needed... I started thinking about sort of taking some... or going to the doctor for some antidepressants, mm-hmm. anti-anxiety, because I was quite anxious. And then I just thought, I don't want to do this. I wanted to find something that was going to help me, that was more natural line. Mm-hmm. And homeopathy was just a word I'd heard, really. I didn't know anything about it. I just, and I went to see a homeopathic doctor in Baker Street in London.
Oh, wow.
And he prescribed me some remedies, and I was suddenly found myself feeling better. And I was thinking, wow, this is really amazing. And then I started reading up about it, and it just hit me between the eyes. It was like, oh my God, this is something that I really need to know about. It's something that's so interesting and fascinating. So it's been going for such a long time, yet I knew nothing about it. And it provided maybe an alternative philosophy of health and disease that really, really resonated with me. So that's how then I started wanting to study it, and I went to college, and then the rest was history, really.
So it helped you your depression then? So
yeah. So at the time I was going through quite a bit of a crisis, a life crisis, so homeopathy, one of the nice things is that people often come maybe with some physical problem, but and then they're surprised to actually get other benefits, like they have more energy and they feel happier in themselves. So it can, and people do come a lot of the time with anxiety, relationship problems, work problems, just life's kind of stuff, and homeopathy works and can help with anxiety, can help with depression, and confidence, for example. And people often, it's like I feel so much better, and the physical problems are better as well.
I heard you say that herpes, and I don't say this a bit. I suffer from herpes,
right?
So I have to take medication every day for that.
But I mean, homeopathy is definitely an option there to consider. You know, often where the conventional medication will often temporarily relieve, or will just sort of deal with be a sort of temporary plaster, if you like. With homeopathy, often you get a much longer and a much more complete sort of healing of a problem. We find that it sort of can go, it goes a little bit deeper than, say, conventional medicine, and can really sort of work on a sort of a deeper level and help to heal something, rather than just sort of sort of cover it over, or just ease a symptom. You can actually deal with it at the root.
You were talking about some really interesting statistics at the beginning of the show. In your mind, because obviously you've been doing this for 30 years, do you think that perhaps it should be coming alongside our GP services and things like that.
Well, and it is actually, I mean, homeopathy in the UK is still available in the NHS. Mm-hmm. There are doctors who right. practice homeopathy. There is the what used to be called the Royal London Homeopathic Hospital. It's now got a different name. It's got something, I think it's the Hospital of Integrative Medicine or something. Mm-hmm. I think it's changed its name. But they have, you know, homeopathic doctors. It's got a long tradition in the UK. The Queen, the royal family, right. uses homeopathy. The Queen is a big fan, and so really? Is Prince Charles.
Well, she's, how old she?
And she's, and as you know, you see, she's doing
quite yeah. well. Quite well, isn't she?
Recently, in fact, the Queen's had a homeopathic doctor. Unfortunately, he died in a bicycle accident, unfortunately, a few months ago, which was very sad. But yeah, he was there's the Queen has a homeopathic doctor.
Wow.
And not everyone knows that.
It's a good endorsement, that, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yeah. I mean, it is. But, you know, there's been a bit of that there are certain groups that sort of self-appointed sort of sceptics, really, who
right.
who want to kind of rubbish it and want to say it was a lot of nonsense and it's all placebo effect. Mm. And, you know, the idea of placebo effect, in other words, that it's all just in the mind. It's just, yeah. you know, you give someone a something and it's just the sort of talking that does it. My answer to that is that it works on cattle.
Right.
There are homeopathic vets and wow. there are farmers who will only use homeopathy on their cows.
No.
Yes. So that so means not for their mental and emotional problems, but no. for things like mastitis
yeah.
and pink eye and,
yeah.
and the sort of things. Now, my to anyone who's a bit sceptical, I would say, well, are these farmers who really are in it as a business,
mm.
are they going to be entrusting their herds to someone who, if it's just a placebo, just a,
exactly.
if it's just quackery, why would they be doing this? Why would they be putting their money in? And the great thing for the farmers is that they can. It means that you know, with antibiotics, they have to take the cattle out of the milk
yeah.
Cycle because you know, because the antibiotic mm-hmm. effect in the tissues. Whereas with homeopathy, you don't even have that. So it's a win-win.
Yeah. So how can it's amazing. How can people get, if they're interested in this, how can they get in contact with you and what's the best way?
So I've got a website
yeah.
and there's lots of information and also sort of some of my patients have put some testimonials and, you know, talked about how homeopathy has helped them. There's
yeah.
lots of information about homeopathy and you can book a session on there as well. You can even book a 30-minute free introductory Q&A session, so if you mm-hmm. want to just find out a bit more before committing, completely no obligation. And the website is jonathanstalick.com.
And Jonathan, you were saying that you recently done a talk at the Terence Higgins Trust in London. What
yeah.
was that all about? How
yeah.
come you got invited there?
Actually, I approached them to see what they mm-hmm. they wanted, because I approached them just to find out what they were doing homeopathy-wise, and it turns out they didn't have a homeopath there. And the guy who does all the sort of coordination of mm-hmm. The natural therapies was very interested, and we thought it would be a good idea to give a talk, a free talk, mm-hmm. to users of the centre. And so, yeah, so we just arranged it and I went along there and talked a little bit like what I'm doing now. Really, just talked about homeopathy. People would ask questions, you know, I told people what it could do for them and
mm-hmm.
how it might help. And it went really well. And they were really, you know, very, very engaged. And yeah, it was a very good talk.
Do you get invited in other organisations to come in? Because I'll put my hands up, I didn't know too much about it. I'm sure that a lot of people don't know too much about it and are unaware
yeah.
of
yeah.
the possibilities.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right. Just recently there's a group in Brighton of people with long-term illness.
Mm-hmm.
So they invited me to come and do a talk. So, yes, I do sometimes get invited. I really enjoy... I mean, I'm a, you know, as you can tell, I'm a bit of an enthusiast
about
homeopathy.
I think you have to be, don't you?
And it's, I've always, you know, I've always loved it, and it's but it's nice to be able to maybe give people hope about
mm-hmm.
their situation, about to show them there is another option.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the sort of the doctor route, but
mm-hmm.
there are other things
other
you can
ways,
do
yeah.
which can really help, and that's, you know, hopefully mm-hmm. that's a nice optimistic thing to do for people.
Amazing. yeah, I'm thinking, you know, it's something to look into, I think.
No, definitely. I mean, you know, I have to be honest, I've always sort of, I've heard about it, but I haven't taken much note because I've always been fairly sceptical.
Yeah,
to be,
yeah.
And I'm sure a lot of us
I think
are.
It's fine. I mean, it's fine. I've had my fair share of sceptic patients. I had one of my very, very first patients who came along, this was like years and years and years ago, and he had sciatica, which is sort of, you know, like pain in the nerve going from the hip down the leg. And he was in quite a lot of pain. And he had been sent by his wife, and he wasn't having any of it. He just said, look, I don't know what you do with your white pills. He said, but I don't believe in this. And he was very irritable, and he answered my questions very grudgingly. And anyway, so, and of course that all gets taken into account anyway, because that's part of him. I gave him a remedy and it worked brilliantly. The sciatica cleared very quickly. And the funny thing was that I was then the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, I bet.
He was really telling all his friends and
of
he
course.
Was like, he was totally won over. So it's
that's amazing.
You don't
that's
have, it's not faith medicine. You don't have to believe in it for it to work, which is nice to know.
Because I know, just going back to medication and perhaps just going back to the antiviral HIV medications, there are some even herbal remedies but not allowed to take with the HIV medication.
Right.
So obviously that would all be looked at if someone...
With homeopathy it's a little bit different because the herbal medicine is working on a sort of on a molecular level.
Yeah.
It's working and it can be contraindicated with certain drugs. I mean, things like St. John's wort is a particular case in point. But with homeopathy it's not quite the same because really homeopathy is what you, for a better word, might call energy medicine. So it's not, we're not giving you a sort of the raw material that's going to actually interact with the drug you're taking. Mm-hmm. It's working on a sort of different level, if you like. So there's not so much problem with any sort of anything like that, contraindications.
Yeah.
And you've wrote a book, is that right?
I wrote a book, this was back in the 90s when I'd been working, I'd sort of seen all these patients at the two HIV and AIDS centres in London.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought it would be good for other homeopaths because I think homeopaths were a bit scared really to even start treating people. It was such an unknown quantity, and so they were scared like everybody else. So I thought, let's write a book about it, show my experience of it and how homeopathy can work. And I mean, it was great. I mean, I, you know, got invited all over the place to talk about it, and it spread the word. So
I'm just thinking, so that was back in the 90s, you said, wouldn't it be a great idea to write another book now of all what's happened in the last couple of decades? That would be amazing, wouldn't it?
When I have the time.
that's your next thing now.
Yeah, right.
So I'll be back on in 3 months with your new book.
Right.
It's been great to have you on, actually.
Yeah, it's been really interesting.
So you've got your. Can you tell us about your last?
The second track. So I've got the other track was just the other side of my life, which is I also DJ a bit like Josh does, and I particularly love so world music, and this is a track from Eastern Europe called Tout Café. It's a sort of drum and bass track, but I really think it's very catchy, and I really love it.
Yeah, quite nice. Let's listen.
I really enjoyed that interview, didn't you,
Josh? It was a very good interview, yeah, definitely.
I might even perhaps re-look at it.
I think I might actually. There's certain things.
Yeah, I think try anything once, isn't it, Josh?
Yes.
Well, it's like in life, isn't it? Try anything once, in reason. But we're going to do our overview on World AIDS Day. That was... not last weekend, but the weekend before, wasn't it, Josh?
Yes, it's gone quick, hasn't it?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we had lots of things going on, didn't we, Josh?
There was loads of things. We went to... Oh, I met you down at the Jubilee Library.
We had some talks going on there.
You did a great talk there.
Thank you. And we had some lovely lunches at... Lunch Positive, didn't we?
Yeah.
Lots of MPs and important people.
There was
trying to show off and
trying to push in, roast potatoes.
Yeah, trying to impress us, And then we had, obviously we had the vigil, didn't we, Josh?
Yeah, that was nice. Uh-huh. That was nice, wasn't
you
it?
Did you read the names?
I did read some names,
I read the names as well. And
well, it was 10-year anniversary, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Statue. So.
Uh-huh.
But they also went to, we popped into Morrison's, didn't we, and saw the flash mob.
Yes, I know, that was fun, wasn't it?
That was a nice
And what was nice about that, the kids were joining in.
Yeah.
I like that.
It was a nice crowd.
Wearing their ribbon. I loved it when they were all wearing their ribbons.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
So some good stuff.
And then we had some lots of other charity things going on in the evening of World AIDS Day, sort of fundraising for the charities, didn't we?
Well, the chorus. Gaiman's Chorus were doing a concert, weren't they?
Yes.
And then I went down to Charles Street Tap because THT were doing a fundraiser there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that was good, with lots of there's a few drag queens on and
lovely.
Yeah. So, but I asked a few people to at the Jubilee Library to say what World AIDS Day meant for them. So we got a few people saying, "Thought
yeah,
so we could
have a listen." Yeah.
Radio Reverb. World AIDS Day is a time for me to remember my best friend and soulmate, Paul Tay, who died in the early 1990s and after whom the memorial is named.
A chance to let those know that aren't aware of what HIV and AIDS actually means to our community and to the wider world.
So World AIDS to me means remembering all those who have died from this disease, remembering them and to look forward to how HIV is now. It's effective treatment, you cannot pass this on. And in the future, AIDS will be resigned to the history books.
It's a time for remembering those that I have loved and lost.
Basically, World AIDS Day is the remembering the people who have actually suffered a lot worse than the people today.
So poignant today, World AIDS Day 2019, a time where we commemorate, we think about and we stand up against stigma and discrimination. And we can all do that by talking, inquiring, asking questions. Let's do that today in 2019, World AIDS Day.
World AIDS Day to me means many things, a couple of things. Remembering people who we've lost, celebrating their lives, and showing people that we can advance forward and HIV treatment is changing and there's nothing to fear.
World AIDS Day mean to me is remembering the past and looking forward to the future, because things are a lot different now and it's time to think. Just a
bit of a break from the norm. Radio Reverb 97.2 FM. You're listening to the HIV Hour on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM in the BrightonEra.com online. We've got a lovely story now, Josh.
Yes.
So basically, it's about someone's one-man show, and it's going to be premiered in London. And it's the name of the show, Josh, is called First Time. It's going to be premiered in London at the Vault Festival on the 28th of January. And the story's about a young man called Nathaniel Hall.
Okay.
Now, apparently Nathaniel contracted HIV when he first had sex at the age of 16.
Oh, right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah,
age 16. So it does happen on the first time. Much as we say it's a very difficult virus to transmit, it actually happened for him on the first time.
Yeah.
He's now 33. So basically he's sort of grown up into manhood, as what we would say, living with HIV.
Yeah.
The show was first performed in Sale, Greater Manchester, before he took it into the Edinburgh Fringe. And he said, people have told me it's inspired them and it's basically changed their outlook. Lots of people have been saying, he said, it's inspired them to live openly and surprisingly, Josh. It's not just people with HIV, he said. Now, there's a quote, he said, apparently he had a message from someone stuck in a domestic violent relationship and they were trying to work up the courage to leave. So it sort of invoked a situation, not just people perhaps living with HIV, but to have the strength and the power to perhaps leave certain situations and speak out about it, which is just amazing. I mean, what an amazing guy.
He sounds amazing, actually, and to write down as well and to make it into a public thing is amazing as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know whether you've read the thing about He goes on to say it was an idea to do his one-man show to actually, obviously, first of all, break stigma and to disclose to his parents. And this is a lovely thing what happened. He said that his parents were in the audience. No, his mum and dad, that's right, his mum and dad came to Edinburgh when the show was being shown. And he said, my mum was in the front row and sobbed through most of it. I mean,
it says they're very supportive, weren't they?
I know, kind of, yes.
That must have been hard for them as well.
Their young son at 16.
Yeah.
You know, and no parent would not think, you know, we have to protect them. We've got to protect them from the world, from stigma and the misunderstanding. So that must have been...
Also, they must feel very proud of him to be able to do that and to produce a
play. I'd love to go and see this, actually, Josh.
So this is in London, is it?
It's in London. It's going to be premiered in London at the Vault Festival on the 28th of January. And he talks about if First Time, which is the name of his one-man show, First Time, is a small piece in that puzzle, then I'll be really happy. So we really wish him good luck with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Maybe go, you never know.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So we have a song, shall we?
Yes.
This is one by the Cell Soul Orchestra.
Really?
Yeah, it's a new one called, and it's like a bit disco-y. So
really? Bit of disco with a bit of orchestra.
It's called Ooh, I Love It.
I love it, do I? Okay.
So we've got community news now. So
we have. What have you got there, Josh?
What have I got? It's an exercise programme that promotes positive living for people with HIV.
Okay.
It's going to be run at the Sussex Beacon. It's a programme helping to address the physical, mental and social health related challenges faced by people living with HIV in Sussex.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of related. It's kind of talking with Jonathan as well. So
yeah,
it's a different approach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a living positive, the Positive Living Programme at Sussex Beacon. It provides people with the opportunity to participate in a physiotherapy supervised group based on individualised exercises in a supportive and friendly environment. The programme, the classes which involve using an exercise bike, weights, resistance bands and floor mats, runs every Wednesday for 1.5 hours at the Sussex Beacon. It was developed by Dr. Jean Vera, if I got that right, who's a senior lecturer in HIV medicine and honorary consultant physician in Brighton and Sussex Medical School.
Mm-hmm.
So the Positive Living Programme is open to anyone living with HIV in Sussex, and if you want to find out more about this, you can contact them at 01273 694 222. So, and that's Dr. Vera.
Dr. Vera. So. Okay. We've got something else going on from the Sussex Beacon. It's the Women's Group. The Women's Group Christmas Lunch. Oh. Now, that's going to be held on the 16th of December at 12:30. And this is going to take place at the Walrus. Do you know where the Walrus is?
It's just down from Terence Higgins Trust. It's on Ship Street.
Street.
Yeah, it's a good pub.
Mm. Mm. And basically what it is, it's for women living with HIV. If you would like to go, please contact Alice Booth. And her contact is alicebooth@sussexbeacon.org.uk. Now we've got not a new movie coming out, but a one that's been sort of revamped and
distributed.
A digitally restored version of the LGBTQ+ film Buddies. Now this is to be released in the UK. So this is coming. Now this is basically obviously from it was first shown in 1985, and it was the depth of the AIDS crisis.
Yeah, I've never seen it actually.
Mm. So yes, it's I remember seeing it, but they've got a digitally revamped version of this movie coming out. I'm trying to think of what the actual date is of that.
There's a premiere on.
Here we are, Josh. Yeah. In fact, yes, it's... No, that's...
I think it's premiered 6th of December in selected theatres, and then and then it goes on to Blu-ray and DVD after that.
Right. Okay.
So it's like a digitally remastered thing, isn't it? And the full length version of it.
Of course.
I never saw it actually.
That'd be interesting just to see, because obviously you're talking about lots of things from the past, won't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So. Actually, I've got
Have you got a poem?
You look nervous.
I'm looking intrigued. I know.
I've written a poem. It's called "As You Turn Towards Me."
So what's this about? What's the background of this?
It might be a bit. I don't know. Sensual. It just
Can
I do that on this?
Well, yeah. Why not? Give it a go.
I'll give it a go. As you turn towards me. From the midnight silence, a sound of joy, a smile that my heart will warm to. A fragrance that pronounces your name as you turn towards me. I feel you close. I crave your tender touch like the sky caressing the ocean. My skin touches yours as the light fades. With each breath my heart beats faster, and here we lie together as one, our true love ready to master. As a whisper of love penetrates my mind, I'm left with a heavenly sensation only I can dream to find. And when the time stands still with the power of seduction, how deeper we will fall, immersed in devotion.
Well, that certainly put a smile on your face, Josh, I have to say. I know the listeners can't see it, but there's a massive big grin on your face.
I've gone red.
You have. The colour of your headphones.
Yes, and my gloves.
Your gloves, yeah. Oh, dear. What a show.
That was a good show, wasn't it?
What another good show.
Yeah, we'll have Colin Stewart back up for the next week as well.
We'll have Colin hopefully back next week. And, you know, if anyone wants to contact the show, the email address is Josh.
HIV@gmail.com.
Yes. You can always go to our
Listen Again page
if you want to send us a message, or if you'd like to perhaps come on the show in the new year. Why not come on the show? You can talk about what's going on in your own community. You could talk about yourself. That would be great. You can have the pleasure of saying, I'd like to play my favourite songs. And now that doesn't happen every day, does it?
No, that's a good thing to do, because I remember doing that first thing. So that's on the Twitter page. You can contact us on that, or the email thing.
Of course.
And also you can listen to old shows on Mixcloud.
Yes.
It's the Radio Reverb Listen Again page. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so a good show, and we'll have a song, shall we?
Yeah.
Good night for me.
And for me.
Give me a Radio Reverb. 97.2 FM.
Radio Reverb.